listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping. Kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What's that fever lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What's that fever lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger, stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. And when there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. When there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, well, I'm dancing with myself. So let's sink another drink, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Well, there's nothing to lose, so there's nothing to prove. Chance I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. I'm sweating.
Trail Mix 103.1.
An all-nighter pays off for Trackhouse Racing. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grell.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post, Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
NASCAR's only street race returns to the streets of Chicago July 5th and 6th. Lock in your ticket to summer thrills now. Visit NASCARChicago.com for more.
The dry spell is over for Alex Bowman. One 90-degree right-hand turn remains. He makes it perfectly out onto the front straightaway. Checkered flag is in the air, and Alex Bowman has won in the streets of Chicago.
The weekend did not start off on a bright note for Ultimate Coca-Cola 600 winner Ross Chastain after having crashed his primary car in practice on Saturday. Chastain's crew chief, Phil Surgeon, says that it was a late night and early morning leading up to Sunday's race in prepping the team's backup car about 4 miles from the Charlotte Motor Speedway at Trackhouse Racing Shop.
We changed transaxle. We had to use the engine from the primary car that was at the racetrack. And then there's, you know, the wrap, final set on suspension, final set on the body, and then final scale and such. All those last minute adjustments. So, you know, it was a ton of man hours in the last, you know, 36 hours that went into the car we had.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank. Member FINRA, SIPC. Oh, Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy sky, few showers around at times. Low tonight, upper 40s. High tomorrow, near 70. Dries out for the end of the week and the upcoming weekend as the temps climb. Heating up into the 70s Thursday, close to 80 for Friday and the weekend. Currently, it's 66.
Can you understand me?
used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Right mix for Park Falls and Butternut. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Baby with yard, stray cats sitting on a fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Stray cats strut, I'm a feeling Casanova. Dinner from a garbage can.
Trail Mix 103.1.
So lately, been wondering who will be there. Take my place when I'm gone. You'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make of your days. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, well, I hope there's someone out there who can bring me back to you. If I could, then I would. I'll go wherever you go, way up high. Oh, yeah.
that love might still go on in your heart, in your mind. I'll stay with you.
Park Falls and Glidden. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. based on the facts. Now there's no looking forward. Now there's no turning back. When you say we belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words we both fall in under. Whatever we defy or embrace, for worse or for better. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and watch the valley gleam. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me. I see your face everywhere. Still you say we belong to the light.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Oh, yeah, Pete with us from Wheelway. Big month of May going on down there, Pete, and we're getting people into those low-mileage vehicles. Great selection on the lot still for folks here in the rest of the month of May, right, Pete?
Absolutely. We have newer pre-owned three-quarter tons, half-ton trucks, cars, minivans, SUVs. They're all marked down to sell, and we got a great selection coming in every single day with new inventory.
People can do it all in one shot, Pete. The trade-in, the financing, the banks are battling for people's business, Pete, and that means the buyer of the vehicle advantage, right?
Absolutely. Lower interest rates means more purchasing power. You need a better vehicle at a lower interest rate for a monthly payment. We have payments as low as $99 a month. Budget-friendly vehicles are on the lot right now, but they move fast. Come on down today.
If you're looking for a truck, folks, it's in Northwoods. We do trucks here. Somebody else took the hit on these, Pete. You're going to save them thousands of dollars off that new sticker price, right?
Absolutely. People have been driving hours away. They're getting sick and tired of paying $80,000 or higher for a newer truck. You can get a new truck, pre-owned, low miles, home, or the home of the lifetime warranty with engine, transmission, and powertrain, as long as you own the truck, as well as you're going to save $10,000, $15,000, up to $30,000 off that sticker price.
All right. Wheelwayautos.com is a great place to start. Check out the vehicles. As always, Pete, we're hometown. We're small town here in northern Wisconsin. They can always pick up that phone and talk to you directly, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and check out all the inventory on our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com, or stop on down today and get a new vehicle.
Very good. That's Wheelway, a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13 in beautiful Fifield, Wisconsin. The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Medford Motors, Wolf Farms, and by Bader's Sports Center. Now, all the excitement of WIAA High School Sports.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Park Falls Softball Complex. We're bringing you tournament girls softball action here on Trail Mix 103.1. The Phillips Logger game, Jeff Haken will be jumping on a little bit over on 98Q Country, and they'll be hosting Frederick, the Luck Frederick co-op team over there. So it's win or go home, baby. That's what the tournament time is all about, and we are excited to bring you a pretty good matchup here between a couple of good teams. I mean, for a first-round matchup, you've got the 10-10 Shawamigan Screaming Eagles versus the 14-8 Hurley North Stars. Now, you're saying, well, Shawamigan got the home game, but they got four less wins. Head-to-head is very important during the season, and Shawamigan got an 8-2 win over Hurley. And I think coaches and everybody likes it when teams that are in a regional play each other at least once during the year. That way, if there is a two- or three-game swing here or there, then it's kind of clear-cut. Usually the team that wins a head-to-head has a pretty decisive advantage unless the win-losses are really, really a big discrepancy on the win-loss side. So we are seeing Shawamigan take the field here, and Anya Brenholt will be your starting pitcher here for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Shawamigan will be in their green tops and their black pants, I believe. I'm color challenged. And the Hurley North Stars will be in their black tops and black pants with the bright orange leggings going up just below the kneecap. So let's set Shawamigan defensively. Anya Brenholt will be your starting pitcher, one of three seniors on this team. It's a senior battery with Reagan Hoffman, the second of three seniors behind the plate. Catching for your Screaming Eagles, Haley Rauschenbach, the sophomore, will be your first baseman today for Shawamigan. Emma Litwaitis will be your second baseman. She is a junior. You've got sophomore Jalen Brunell at shortstop. Third baseman Angelina Bebo in the outfield defensively for Shawamigan. We've got sophomore Abigail Brenholt. Abby out there in left field. The junior, Addie Boblik, will be in center field. And the right fielder, Cameron Phelps for Shawamigan. And the designated player, Cameron, will not bat. But the hitter in her place will be Sydney Ryback. And she'll bat eighth in the lineup. So the warm-up pitches have been taken. And we are all set to kick off tournament softball action here with the Hurley North Stars here in Park Falls. Now, if you come down to the complex, there is an admission fee for tournaments. It's a $6 admission fee. Just want to make sure you know that to come in and watch the game inside the field. There's plenty of places to view it, of course, outside, but I'm not going to tell you to do that. But I'm just saying there is a $6 admission to come in. They have some good food down here. Support your local high school team if you can. So it'll be Lily Young. She will be the leadoff hitter for the Hurley North Stars in this tournament softball contest. Anya Brenholt, the senior, trying to wrap up her Shawamigan softball career with a nice tournament run, and we're certainly cheering for her to do that. That pitch is grounded down to third, fielded cleanly, and the throw across to first by Bebo is good to Rauschenbach for the out. So 5-3 on the play and one pitch, and we've got one out for the Hurley North Stars and Riley Nyquist, number three, the shortstop. The righty will dig in against the right-handed tossing Anya Brenholt. There's a pitch that's just a little bit away, and the count at 1-0. Turned out to be a beautiful afternoon. Hopefully the rain will hold off. We didn't get much rain today, and this field is in excellent condition. That pitch is grounded out to shortstop. Brunell up cleanly over to Rauschenbach, and there's your three pitches and two outs. Short to first. The ball not hit real hard. Brunell took a step to her right, was able to keep her body in front of it, squared up, and made the strong throw to first for the out. And Olivia DiGiorno, she will be the pitcher. She pops that one out into left field. That's going to be caught, and three up and three down as the left fielder, Abigail Brenholt, makes the catch out in left field. Three up and three down. We played a half inning. It's Hurley nothing. Shawamigan coming to bat. More high school tournament softball to come on Trail Mix in 1 minute. We'll keep it right here, and we'll set the team defensively. I know we have two games going on at once, so it's always an interesting time when we start the contest to get both games on the air. So let's set Let's set the lineup, starting lineup for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles as far as batting goes. Leading off will be Addison Boblik. And batting second for Shawamigan is Emma Lewaitis. Batting third, number 19, Angelina Bobibo, who just made that catch, or rather is your center fielder, rather, for Shawamigan. Reagan Hoffman, the senior catcher, will bat cleanup. You got Jalen Brunell batting in the five spot, the shortstop. Haley Rauschenbach will bat six, number 27. Your first baseman for Shawamigan, Anya Brenthold, the pitcher, will bat in the number eight slot, or rather in the seventh slot, I should say. The eighth slot will be Sydney Ryback, and she is a designated player. She'll be hitting in place of Cameron Phelps, who's a right fielder. And then you got Abigail Brenholt, a left fielder who just made that catch to end the top of the first. She will be batting number nine for the Screaming Eagles. So it could not have started much better for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Four pitches and three outs. A grounder to third, a grounder to short, and a fly ball to left. And now the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles get their turn at bat. Hurley, Olivia DiGiorno, she has pretty much pitched the entire season, a lot of innings. A tall gal, a right-hander, and she delivers a strike. I don't think either one of these pitchers will give the game away today. Neither one has overwhelming speed. Both throw a good velocity, but nothing overwhelming. I think you'll see a lot of balls in play. That one has popped out into center field. Coming in, the right fielder, she is not able to make the catch out there. It looked like she had a beat on it. That was Eden Amundson out there, and she just overran it a little bit, and we're going to have to give her an error on that. And Shawamigan now with a runner at first with nobody out, and Emma Litwaitis will check into the batter's box against DiGiorno. Runner goes down to second. The throw down is not in time. Close play down there, but a stolen base nonetheless for Boblik. She's at second. Now, these two teams met earlier in the year, a couple weeks ago, and Shawamigan got the best of that one by a score of 8-2, with Shawamigan out-hitting Hurley 10-6 in that game. So it was a good game. There's a throw down to third on an attempted stolen base, and she is safe. Boy, had the third baseman been on the bag to take the throw, I think Boblik would have been in trouble. But a stolen base will put Boblik at third now. She was dead to right at third base, but the third baseman was a little bit late getting over there on the tag. And Boblik now at third with nobody out. They appealed to the home plate umpire to see if the tag was made, but I don't think he had a very good look at that. With the two umpires, that's a tough play. That outfield tag at third base is a tough one for the umpires to see with only two umpires. That pitch is taken for a ball, I believe, 2-1 now with a runner at third for Shawamigan and nobody out. The righty Litwaitis fouls one down the right side. That one is actually going to be caught down the right field line. Tagging and coming home is Addison Boblik with the first run. I thought that ball was going to drift foul down the right field line, but Amundson drifted over toward the foul line to make the catch, and tagging and coming in to score. It's Boblik and a 1-0 Shawamigan lead with one out, and the base paths are clear. And Angelina Bobibo, the third baseman for Shawamigan now, will dig in. Righty on righty. Pitch is taken for a strike. Again, this game has all the markings of being a quick put-the-ball-in-play type of game. I don't think either pitcher is going to give anything away. It isn't going to goof around as far as falling behind in the count. That pitch drifts inside and the count at 1-1. DiGiorno with the pitch a little bit high and 2-1 the count. Reagan Hoffman, one of three seniors for Shawamigan, is on deck. There's a grounder to short. Strong throw over to first base in time for the out. As Nyquist out there at shortstop with a strong arm over to Gilbertson at first, and a 6-3 put out for the second out of the bottom of the first inning. And now Reagan Hoffman. And Reagan Hoffman, you've got Anya Brenholt and Lucy Cronin, the three seniors for the Shawamigan softball team. First pitch is a little bit low. 1-0 pitch is on the corner for a strike. Count evens up at 1-1. I had to layer it up for this game. I thought I was going to have to triple layer, but I peeled one off. It actually is a little bit of humidity in there. It feels kind of good. That ball grounded sharply to third, right between the wicket of the third baseman, Andy Krall, over there. She looked it in, but somehow, like a croquet game, that thing went right through the wickets, and the error by the third baseman will keep the inning alive and send Jalen Brunell to the plate now for Shawamigan. Pitches in there for a strike. So DiGiorno should have been out of this inning with no damage, but the two errors have scored a run and kept the inning alive. That ball grounded to third again, fielded cleanly, strong throw across in time for the out. That time a strong play by Krall. And one run in for Shawamigan. We've played one. It's Shawamigan one. And Hurley nothing. Girls tournament softball continues on Trail Mix after this 1 minute timeout.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
A beautiful afternoon for softball here at the Park